Welcome to Fire and Wind. I said, welcome to Fire and Wind. Oh, we are alive. That's good. Father, we give you glory. You have great power that we rely on, Lord. If we're wise, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We go ahead and say from the onset here tonight, we want to fear you, respect you, be in awe of you tonight. We don't want distraction to our worship. God, we let those thoughts pass away from us. We seek you first. We focus on you. We open our hearts wide. Jesus. We want to encounter you tonight. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in. We put out a long red welcome mat for you. Come on in, Holy Spirit. Bring your presence in fullness, your manifest presence outside of us, your sweet presence of residence inside of us. Do we believe you're there? Do we believe you're active? Do we believe you want to draw close to us tonight? We draw close to you, and you say you will draw close to us. And you do it quickly. You don't delay. You don't fall back. You don't wait. You draw in quickly to us. Then we can wait on you. We can let you set that fire inside of us. It'll burn up the dross. It'll burn up the weight. Anything that holds us down, any hurt, any pain. You're here tonight for us. We're here tonight for you. It's a match made in heaven in the throne room. We go ahead and grab your feet, Jesus. We wash them, then we worship them. It's right, it's only right that we wash your feet with our worship, with our tears, with our hearts. We don't hold anything back. We don't try to play games. We certainly don't try to one-up you, Lord. Foolish. We fear you instead. And as we bow down as worshipers, we bow down as servants to you. You raise us up as sons and daughters. You embrace us. Put your arms around us. Embolden us. Let us know our value to you. You give a heavenly hug that's a squeeze of grace, a squeeze of mercy, a squeeze of unfathomable love. You don't hold anything against us, Lord, in those moments. Oh, you convict us. But it's for our good. And when we repent, brings refreshing. Refreshing. We see you clearer. All the cataracts are gone. We see you clearly. All the logs in our eyes are taken out. Because how can we judge when we're in the arms of the only one that can judge? Because you died. You spilled your blood It covers all the sin of the world if we'll just respond to you, the Savior. All sin is already forgiven. We just invite people into relationship with you so that they can have it cover their lives, cover over everything they've done, heal them, bring them into relationship with you so that they can spend eternity with you. Yes, Lord. Help us think of people tonight we want to reach. Then we enter into you and you give us the courage, you give us the words, you give us the strategies, you give us the love beyond love. Your love, not ours, yours. Then we will go. Then we will speak of you. If we love you, if we love what you've done for us, we will intentionally go. Oh Lord, be great in power tonight in us. Set a fire inside of us. Lord, you've already opened up the door to our soul, the door to our heart. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Fear, go. Fear, go. No matter what circumstances we face, fear, go. Faith, come. Trust in you, Lord. Come. Come to our hearts. Fill our hearts so that fear has no place to reside in us. We're too full of the Holy Spirit for fear to reside in us, for sickness to reside in us, for pain to reside in us. There's no place. No place. There's no place. The Spirit fills every cell. No place for the enemy to attack. No place for the enemy to have a landing strip. Holy Spirit has filled those places, has guarded the landing strip so only he can fly in. Only he can touch our hearts. The enemy's voice is squeezed out. It's too far away for us to hear him. Instead, we hear the still, small voice of the Holy Spirit. Yes, God, if we're not encountering you, what are we doing? If we're not experiencing you, what are we up to? Don't let us go through the motions tonight. Don't let it be business as usual. Let it be fresh. 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 Fresh opening of our hearts. Fresh repentance. Fresh receiving of you, Lord. Fresh connection. Fresh love. Oil of the Holy Spirit, flow down over us. We need you. We need you to flow over us. Wash away anything that would harm us. Wash it away by the oil and by the blood. We enter in, Lord. We enter in to truly let worship be on our lips and in our hearts, filling us up with unbelievable power to defeat the enemy, to defeat fear, to have such joy, unspeakable fullness of joy in your presence. Joy that is our strength, even physically. That kind of joy. That kind of joy. Jesus on you, joy. J-O-Y. Jesus on you, joy. Yes, God. No holding back. No declarations of being tired, weary, worn out. We enter into your rest, which gives us strength, because there's joy in the rest. Like at the bottom of the boat, during the storm, you're at rest. You're not just asleep. We join you. Let the waves do their best. Let the winds do their best. But they will not capsize the boat that Jesus is in. We're with you, Lord. In that bottom of the boat, coming into that rest. Storm, be stilled. Waves, be calmed. Winds, stop. In Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. The mighty name of Jesus. Praising you, heavens and all that's above. Praising you, angels and heavenly hosts. Let the whole earth praise him. Praise him, the sun, moon, and bright shining stars. Praise him, you heavens and waters and skies. Let the whole earth praise him. Praise him, you heavens and all that's above. Praise him, you angels and heavenly hosts. Sun, moon, and bright shining stars. Praise him, you heavens and waters, skies. Let the whole earth praise him. Great in power. Let the whole
rather be. No place that I'd rather be. No place that I'd rather be. Than here in your love. Here in your love. So sad a cry down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control.
I want more of you. There's no place I'd rather be. nothing in your presence, no place I'd rather be than right here in your presence. No place I'd rather be than in your presence. Right here, right now. Right here, right now. Set a fire down in my soul. Want more of you, more of you. I need the fire. I need your fire. I need your fire. I need your fire. Oh, I need your fire. Tell him. I need your fire. Tell him. I need your fire. Give yourself to him. Give yourself to him. Right now, in this place, give him your heart. Give him your heart. Give yourself to him. Give yourself to him. Your whole heart. All you are, give yourself to him, give yourself to him. There's no place I'd rather be than in your presence, Lord. No place I'd rather be, right here, right now. I give my heart to you. I give my all to you. I give my future too. All to you. All to you. Here I am, just your little child, giving all
giving all, giving all, giving all to you. Father, Father of life, giving you all, giving you all. Here's my heart, here's my life, here's my all for you. Jesus, Jesus. North wind, awake, awake, oh, south wind, blow over me, blow, blow. Come, O winds of testing, come, winds of refreshing, blow over me. Awake, awake, north wind, awake, awake, south wind, blow over me. Come, away.
Let the wind blow, 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 let the wind blow blow, let the winds blow. Let the winds 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 blow. Let the winds blow, 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 let the winds blow. Let the winds blow. I'm with you. Oh. I'm with you, Holy Spirit. I'm with you, I'm hearing your voice. I'm with you, I'm hearing your voice. I'm with you, here I am with you. Send me. Here I am with you. Love me. Here I am with you. In this quiet moment with you, speak to me, Holy Spirit. Let the wind. Speak to me, Holy Spirit. Let the winds blow. Take me through the fire. Take me through the flood. Take me through testing. Try me, prove me, refine me like the gold, like the gold, like the gold. Like the gold. Burn out the dross. Find me like the gold. Burn out offense, bitterness. Refine me like the gold. Burn out judgment. Oh. Refine me like the gold. Burn out the sin in my life.
burnout. Set my tongue on fire to purify my words. Set my tongue on fire, holy fire, purify my words. Refine me like the gold, like the gold. Let the winds blow, bring wide the open door, Lord. Open up your arms wide for me, that I will be purified for eternity. Purifying fire, purifying fire, burn up the old man in me. Burn up the old man in me. Make me a new creature in you. Newer and newer and new. Here I am, O Lord. Send me. Spirit, burn in us, burn in us. How can we go to the world if inside we're not pure? What do we have to offer? We don't present ourselves to you to be purified in our hearts. We don't spend time in your presence, in your word, to let it be a mirror of who we really are. We can see the blemishes, we can see the moles. And we cry out to you, search me, O God. Try me. See if there be any wicked way in me. Test me. I see the flaws, Lord, now in your presence. I present myself to you to be cleansed. I ask your forgiveness. I repent. You say it brings refreshing. As soon as the words leave my mouth, I feel refreshed. I feel cleansed because I'm actually repenting to you. I'm saying I'm in the wrong. You're the only one in the right. Burn up this old self with its selfish ways. I seek your presence where immediately I'm humbled. I seek repentance. I'm humbling myself, Lord. It's exactly what I need. Submitting to you, and the enemy will flee. Then I'll have something to say to the world. When my own stuff is taken care of before you, up to date. Thank you for covering all my sin, but I walk out my salvation one day at a time and respond to you when I sin in that day. Repenting, coming into alignment with your heart, realizing my tongue has been a wildfire instead of burned up by the Holy Spirit for His purposes, purified, speaking out only fresh water, no bitter water, fresh water only from my tongue. When the Holy Spirit grabs a hold of my tongue, I offer this tongue to you to preach the gospel. I offer this tongue to you to give testimony. I offer this tongue to you to give you praise and worship God. Rather than the other purposes I've allowed my tongue to engage in, burn all that up. Give me edifying words. Words of life, life, life. Abundant life. Words of eternal life. Life, a changed life. Life, life, life. Resurrection life should come off my tongue. Life, life, life. Healing should come off my tongue. Life, life, life. And you back it all up, Lord. You're the one that gives eternal life. You're the one that gives abundant life. You're the one that gives a resurrection life. You're the one that changes lives. You're the one that heals lives and heals bodies. Let my tongue speak of your praises. Let my tongue edify my fellow believers and build them up. Let my tongue captured by you like my thoughts. Capture my thoughts, and my tongue will often be purified. It originates in my thoughts, God. They're not in alignment with you. They're in alignment with my soul, the old man of my soul, not my redeemed soul. Forgive me, God. Forgive me, God. Forgive me. Forgive me, Jesus. Forgive me, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Now I'm ready to battle, Lord. I'm a purified vessel. I'm a readied warrior with your purifying of my heart. Now I want to run to the battle. I want to march into battle.
prepare for the battle. Get ready to fight. Prepare for the battle. Get ready to fight. Worship freely with abandon. Get your heart right. Get your heart right. Worship freely with abandon. Get your heart right. Get your heart right. Prepare for the battle. Get ready to fight. It's a battle. Defeat your enemy supernaturally. We're running to the fight with the weapons of our warfare and power with might. We're marching into battle, declaring victory our reality. We're running to the fight. Kingdom warriors, his delight. We're kingdom warriors, his delight. Prepare for the battle. Get ready for the fight. For the battle. Get ready for the fight. Worship freely with abandon. Get your heart right. Hey! Get your heart right. Huh! Worship freely with abandon. Get your heart right. Hey! Get your heart right. We're marching into battle. Into battle. We're running to the fight. We're going to the battle. Break principalities, make them casualties. We're running to the fight. Invading darkness with your glorious light. So lead us, lead us, Lord of hosts. Lead us, lead us.
Activate the enemy supernaturally. Get your heart right, get your heart right with the weapons of our warfare and power with mind. Declaring victory our reality. Running to the fight, running to the fight. Kingdom warriors hit. Delight your delight. Kingdom warriors your delight. We're going to the battle. Break principalities, make them casualties. Running to the fight. Invading darkness with your glorious light. So lead us, lead us, Lord of hosts. Lead us, lead us, Captain of the angel army. You are. That's who you are, Jesus, Captain, Captain of the angel armies, mighty warrior, heavenly warrior. I need someone to come up and take the microphone and read 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. A book of warring in the last days. 1 Peter chapter 1. You have a Bible? You have a Bible? Give her a Bible. Gina, you can do 1 Peter chapter 2 when we get to it. Unless she's doing it. Got chapter 1?
Jesus Christ to the pilgrims of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Of this salvation the prophets have inquired and searched carefully, who prophesied of the grace that would come to you, searching what or what matter of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. To them it was revealed that, not to themselves but to us, they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ as obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear, knowing that you are not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundations of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit and sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers and its flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you.
Thank you, Lord. So it's a process we've been involved with tonight. Prepare your minds for action. Keep sober in spirit. Set your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lusts which were yours in your ignorance, but like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves also in all your behavior. You shall be holy, for I am holy. We have chapter 2 read. Ready, Gina?
Peter 2, wherefore laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also, as lively stones, are built upon a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in a Sion, a chief cornerstone, elect precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. And of a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. When in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may be your good works, which they shall behold. Glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors as unto them they are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. For so if the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, and fear God, and honor the king. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and Gentile, but also to the forward. For this is thankworthy, it is a man for conscience toward God, endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it, if when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow his steps. Who did not sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who was he reviled, reviled not again when he suffered. He threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live righteous, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were a sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls.
Lord, you're a chosen people, a royal priesthood. You no longer stumble over Christ. Chosen people, royal priesthood, holy nation, people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. For you once were not a people, but now you are the people of God. You have not received mercy, but you have received mercy now. Beloved, I urge you as foreigners and strangers to abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles, so that in the thing in which they slander you as evildoers, they may, because of your good deeds, as they observe them, glorify God on the day of visitation. In verse 15, for such is the will of God, that by doing right you silence the ignorance of foolish people. Act as free people and do not use your freedom as a covering for evil, but use it as bondservants of God. Honor all people. Love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. And then that last telling phrase, for you were continually strained like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. The inner battle helps us win the outer battles. What we're doing tonight, we're letting the Holy Spirit win the battle within us over the old man, the old lusts, the old goals, the old things in our life that are
that lead to destruction, destructive behaviors, destructive things we allow the enemy to tell us and we believe it, lies, destructive things we say to ourselves. We let that come under the blood of Jesus tonight. We rise up to war for the souls of men. Those that are falling over Jesus as a stumbling stone, a cornerstone. They don't see He's worthy of their life. We allow You to purify our lives so we can help those that are stumbling over You, Lord. They don't know You. They're lost like sheep. They need a great shepherd. They need a rescuer. They need a redeemer. It's about us here in Your presence becoming cleansed, empowered, strengthened, so that we can go out to a world that is without Jesus. Nations that are without Jesus. Neighborhoods that are without Jesus. Families that are without Jesus. They have no hope of being with Him in eternity. We've got to have eyes to see that. And this process of repenting before You, Lord, prepares us. Yes, Lord.
There's a table You've prepared for me in the presence of my enemies. It's Your body and Your blood You shed for me. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. Yeah, 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 yeah. There's a table, yes, You've prepared for me. In the presence of my enemies. It's Your body and Your blood You shed for me. This is how I fight my battles. Oh, this is how I fight my battles. Yeah, 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 yeah. And I believe You overcome. My voice of praise for all You've done. And I believe You've overcome. And I will lift my voice of praise for all You've done. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. Now I fight my battle. This is how. Your goodness and Your mercy follow me. So my weapons are praise and thanks giving. This is how I fight my battles. Oh, this is how I fight my battles. Yeah, 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 yeah. And I believe you've overcome, and I will lift my song of praise for all you've done. And I believe you've overcome, and I will lift my song of praise for all you've done. Now I'm fighting my battle. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. And this is how. Your goodness and your mercy follow me. So my weapons are praise and thanksgiving. This is how I fight my battles. Oh, 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 oh. This is how I fight my battles. My weapons too. You can empower that stone to smack the giant in the forehead. That's what I need. That's what I depend on. I give you all my heart, and you take my weapons and defeat the enemy. How I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. This is how. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. This is how. Weapon made before, but it won't prosper. When the darkness falls, it won't prevail. 'Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. My God will never fail. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. There's power in the mighty name of Jesus.
gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord.
Weapons may be formed, but it won't prosper. Turn it for good. You turn it for good. Declare it out. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. Turn it for good. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, going to worship my way through this battle. The enemy, he won't take me down.
I'm gonna see your victory, God, in the near future. This trial is too small for my God. This trial is too small for my God. This disease is too small for my mighty God. This hurt and pain is too small for the God of all creation. Oh, this depression, it's too small for my mighty God, my warrior God, the captain of the angel army, the one who defeats the enemy for all eternity. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I cast my care upon you, because you care for me. Cause cast my care upon you, oh Lord, you care for me. I cast all my care on you, for you care for me. I'm gonna see a victory, because you care for me. I'm not wired for burdens, so I give you the heavy side of the yoke. I have the light side, so I can live in freedom and victory, oh Lord. You are the burden bearer, the burden bearer of my life. Casting all my cares on you, casting all my cares on you, Jesus. Give you all my cares, all my fears, all my worries. They don't belong inside of me. I must cast them, I must cast them at your holy feet. I must bring them to the foot of the cross. Then I will see the victory in any trial. Anything I face, oh, circumstances won't stand in my way, I'll break through. If I cast my cares on you, I will see the breakthrough. Casting all my cares right now. Don't listen to the song, cast your cares. Oh, we're saying what you should do right now in the spirit. Oh, cast your cares right now on him. Oh Lord, I repent, I've been fearing my circumstances, my trials. I've even thought the temptation was too much for me, but I cast those cares on you, where they belong, it's a command, not a suggestion, cast all your cares upon him. Maybe you have a financial need, he is Jehovah Jireh. Maybe you have a sickness, he's Jehovah Rapha. Maybe fear has come against you, he's Jehovah Shalom. Oh, Jehovah Shalom, come peace, fill my heart. As substance, as a person,
Fill my heart with peace. Fill my heart with peace. Joy will erupt, will break out in me. Oh, Jesus. 700 names and titles for every need in my life. Have I forgotten? Have I forgotten? Have I forgotten, Lord? Remind me, Holy Spirit. Jehovah Nisi is my banner. My banner of victory, I wave it in the face of the enemy, in the face of the enemy. Gonna worship my way, worship my way through this battle, Lord. Raise up my voice and my trumpet, my shofar, shofar to make some noise in the spirit. Not be silent in a corner, but on the mountaintop shouting out your victory, oh God. Your name deserves to be declared. Your name deserves to be worshipped. Your name deserves to be spoken out loud. So we speak it right now. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Let that name cross your lips. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, let his name ring out. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We shout it out. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord and Commander, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the great I am. Living water, living bread, a light in the world, shepherd of my soul. That's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
The Lord just impressed upon my heart that when we believe that the battle belongs to Him, the Lord, that it's very bright. I'm moving up here. It's very easy to just take a step back and say, Lord, it's your battle, and I'm resting in you, and that's really good. But it's also part of the process where we give him our entire processes of thinking and our emotional makeup and everything. He understands us. He understands everything about us. He knows what we're thinking. He knows the hairs on our heads. He knows every emotion that we're feeling. And what he's wanting us to do as we're resting in him and saying the battle belongs to you, we're inviting him into the process of clearing out and cleansing us of any thought or any emotion or any feeling that's rising up that's opposed to what he's saying and doing at the moment. And from a long-term perspective, He wants us to actually engage in what he's doing at the very moment that he's doing what he's doing. So in the very beginning when we were singing about let the winds blow, let the winds blow, I was just reading about this in John chapter 3, about the wind of the Spirit blowing. But it's in context with what the Lord's saying, that we are as new creatures in Christ being born again. And when the Spirit of the living God lives inside of us and he's speaking to us and he's blowing through us, he's saying, I believe, to us, let me enter into those thinking processes. Let me enter into your ideas. Let me enter into the opinions that you have. Let me enter into the faculties that are moving inside of us that form how we take the next step with what we're dealing with. Sometimes, for us, it can be very disconcerting because it's like, Lord, what are you saying and doing? I felt like I was in peace, and now I'm in a situation where that peace is robbed. Why? So the why is what he wants to deal with, so that the real peace of God, because he is peace, will overtake us and overshadow us and absolutely bring us into a place of divine freedom. So, for example, as Pastor Bill is singing out prophetically about he's making a table for us, just come, come, come. Give me your burdens. Lay down your thoughts, your opinions, your emotions. It's not something that we do randomly. It's something that we do collectively when we're gathered together like this, so that we're saying, Lord, we just want to be thinking and hearing clearly what you're saying right at the moment. And that always leads us into a safe place. It leads us into repentance. It's like, wait a minute, what are you saying that I can't discern this or this or this or this? I'm saying that the Lord purifies the gift and the spirit behind discernment, so that we can understand what he's saying and doing right at the moment. It's actually quite deep. And so when we take a look at what is around us, it's very easy to say, wow, I was feeling this way, but now I'm feeling that way. So there must be something inappropriate. There must be something that's not right. There must be something that needs to shift. And typically, it's usually within us. It's usually what God wants to bring to the surface to allow him to bring the shift, so that the real peace that lasts in every circumstance will be there. And so when he takes us from circumstance to circumstance to circumstance to circumstance, he wants us to enter into a place of real peace, no matter what's going on. And that's the mark of maturing in Jesus. And he allows us to go through various trials and difficult times to be able to expose the various things in us that we don't recognize are not places of peace yet. But he wants to bring us into those places of peace as we're walking through the trials that he allows us to jump through, to swim through, to wade through, to stumble through. Whatever the process is for us. So for me personally, when I'm entering into a particular circumstance, whether it's here, whether it's at home, or whether it's over in Poland, or whatever it is, I examine, or I want the Lord to examine, the place of peace that I'm walking into. And if it's not a place of peace, that the Lord brings me to a place of understanding why that might not be the situation. And if there's anything in me that's resistant to the peace that God wants to bring to me in the midst of the circumstance, the midst of the storm, then I can see that. And then I can let it go. And I can receive his peace. So that when I walk out of this place, I'm walking with the Prince of Peace in total peace. And that brings a clarity to the gift of the discerning of spirits. so that we'll be able to understand what he's saying and doing right at the moment. It really helped me knowing these things by scripture and also revelation, confirming the word. It helped me in Poland when I was there in the last couple of weeks. So I'd walk into situations that were very different, very unusual. And as a person who wants to walk in peace with the Prince of Peace, I want to be very, very aware of where peace might be, my peace might be affected. And so it's like, Lord, what's going on here? And I need to allow him to search me and examine me, and not just to say, well, it's not anywhere in me. It's got to be here. And I think that's a sign of God wanting to mature all of us, young ones and older ones, all of us who've walked with the Lord for a while. Just coming into a place of allowing the Lord to take the thoughts that are going through our mind, and then as we filter through what they could be, that we're actually connecting with the Prince of Peace, who will tell us for sure. So I might see something that needs to shift. I might feel something that needs to adjust. But the very first person that I'm looking at is me before I look at anybody else or anything else. I need to do that. We need to do that. And then that gives us a place of safety and protection when we're walking with the Prince of Peace. So when Jesus was walking, and he was walking with his disciples all around him, and there was a woman who had obviously an issue of blood that you know about, and she just was walking, crawling through the throng of people that were trying to get close to Jesus, and she knew, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I would be healed of this dreaded disease that I have had for so long, and I've expended all my money to pay for whatever the doctors thought they could do, and it didn't work. It didn't finish the problem. Didn't take care of it. But I knew that with Jesus, with the faith that I have in him, if I can get close to him, that I know that I'll experience true peace, because he is the King of Peace. So when she was able to touch his garment and she was able to get through the throng, then the people who were around Jesus, who didn't want him messing with some commoner who was trying to get through him to him, but he recognized when something was released from him to this woman. He recognized when peace that he carried was used by Heavenly Father through him by the power of the Holy Spirit to actually go and set her free. And he knew that something had been released from him. But he, as the Prince of Peace, wanted to release peace into her so that the storm that she was in would be settled, and that she would be able to carry the peace that came through the deliverance from the malady that she had, from the disease that she carried. And she would be able to be healed, and she would walk in that peace, because that's the desire of Jesus right now, to bring us into peace in the midst of any storm that we're going through, whatever that would be. And sometimes we don't even recognize what the fullness of the storm is. We think it's one thing, and the Lord says, let me show you other aspects of that storm that you can't see. And my goal is to free you inside so you can carry lasting peace as you're walking through the rest of what I'm allowing you to walk through. And I'm going to show you other areas of your life where my peace is needed to settle. And it might be with an idea. It might be with an opinion. It might be with just a thought that rises up that brings us to a place of agitation. And then we discern, well, that's because, God, you've showed me what really is happening. And he might be saying, I'm showing you what the problem is inside of you so that you can come to a place of peace and lay it all down. That's what tonight is all about, I believe. And before we enter into communion, Rachel's going to lead us in communion in just a minute. I've just been asking the Lord all night with different thoughts that I might have or ways of the kingdom that rise up inside of me to understand more about what he's saying and doing for each one of us. Some of us may have experienced great loss in our life recently. Some of us may have, and maybe still be going through the effects of that. Some of us might be in a place in a valley of decision, trying to make decisions that would be representative and connecting to the Prince of Peace. In every situation, some of us may be being freed of controlling aspects of our life that the Lord says, just lay it down and watch me bring peace into every situation as you just lay it completely down. Just lay it down and let me bring in the solution and let me bring in true peace, which will change our perspective. The Lord is always wanting our perspective to change, always. Always wanting it to deepen with who he is and who he sees us as being, which plays out in the people around us. So, Lord, I just thank you for this word tonight. And Holy Spirit, I just ask that you would breathe life into every person here as they're listening to this word. And if it's not easily understood, that they would listen to it again online. This is the word that you're giving me to release right now. So I'm asking, Father, for perspectives to change right now, for freedom to come right now, for opinions that we've had to be able to be laid down right now, for your true heavenly perspective would come and replace that with what you say. Whatever you say, it's not what we think, it's not what we feel, it's not what our opinion is, it's what you say about every situation. So I thank you for that right now, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Holy Spirit. Just do it. According to John chapter 3, just do it. Inside of each one of us. Father, that as we would leave this place after communion tonight, that a deeper sense of peace will last, will be with us and then last, as we just lay down everything. Everything has been given to us pertaining to life and godliness from our Father of lights is part of our genuine faith, the faith that God speaks about very clearly in 2 Peter chapter 1. Genuine, authentic faith. The authenticity of our faith is always being tested, tried, and with the goal of maturing our faith so that we will produce fruit that remains. Thank you, Lord, for the fruit that's being produced tonight. Thank you for your gentle wave of spirit right now, walking through this place, wafting through this place, settling through this place. In the spirit, I don't know if you what you see, but for me, I just see a wave of pure water just rushing through this place. Just wave after wave after wave after wave, but there are waves of peace, real peace, not something fake, not something that can be easily snatched away, but lasting peace taking us into another place in the Spirit. So Holy Spirit, release that over every hungry heart here tonight. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If you're seeing something in the spirit, just ask that you would let Rachel know. And if it seems to be something that we should or be a good idea to share here, then we will. And maybe it won't be for now. Maybe it's just for you. But I believe God will give her a sense of discernment here. So if there's anything that you're seeing, just go mention it to her. Maybe it'll be for another time, but we do this just for accountability. Thank you, Lord, for your peace in this place, real peace that never contradicts your word. What we think, what we believe, what we feel, and what we do has to match up with the peace that passes all understanding, that will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus and never contradicts the word of God, ever. Thank you, Lord. If anything feels sense, if there's any agitation, then just give it to the Lord. Let him deal with it. Let him deal with it. Get free of that, whatever that is. I don't know. Just do that. That's what I think. So, reached. Lord, in Romans 14:17, it says, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you. Thank you, O God. Lord, that you're taking us deeper, Father, in your kingdom. Lord, you're taking us deeper, Lord, in righteousness, in peace, and in joy. And it's in you, Holy Spirit. It's in fellowship with you, Lord God. It's in communion with you, Father. So, Lord, as we're taking these elements tonight, Father, to remind ourselves, Lord, to enter again into agreement with you, Lord, with your body and your blood that you spilled on the cross for us, Father. Lord, I just thank you, O God, that you're taking us to a deeper place, Lord. All of us, Father, in righteousness and peace and in joy, Lord, and Father, that we would know you, Lord God, and that we would know your kingdom. Father, we would know you, and that we would know your kingdom, oh God. Thank you, Lord. So, Father, as we've been laying ourselves before you tonight, Lord, just again, before we take the elements, Father, Lord, anything in us, Father, that doesn't line up with righteousness, Father, anything within us that doesn't line up with peace, Father, anything within us that doesn't line up with joy, Lord God, Father, we ask for your forgiveness, Father. We repent, Lord God, of everything that's ourselves, Lord, everything that's fleshly, Lord God. And Father, we say, Lord, may it be unto me, Lord, righteousness, peace, and joy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for this simple reminder, Lord, of you, Lord, of your body and your blood on the cross for us, Lord. And as we take it today, Father, we just bless these elements, Father God. We bless, Father, this time with you, Lord God. Thank you, O God. Thank you, Lord, for communion and all that it means for us. Amen. This is an awesome night. We were talking in God Connect with the children. The lesson was about peace and being led by peace, and that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and that he's the one that calms the waves and the storms and all of that. So pretty awesome. And just a simple lesson about how you can recognize the Lord's voice between, you know, what's leading you in peace and what's not. And so we can all go forth with that. The Prince of Peace guiding us and leading us this week. And we have First Friday this Friday, which is
an awesome time to be led by the Prince of Peace right out into the streets of Canton. And the other things happening this week are Peter's going to be leading First Friday today, or this week. So let him know if he can come. If he can't come, help him set up. Be there to support him. And we'll see you all on Sunday. Love you all.